Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I hope that you are having a blessed week so far. I hope that you're having a blessed day. And if you are not, I hope that after you listen to this podcast, that it will transform your mind, it will transform your heart, and you will be walking with the Lord hand in hand in everything you do. Today, we're going to talk about waiting on the Lord. I know that the way we process things, how we do things, has a big implication on our society, on our world, but there is a way that seems right to a man, and the end is death. That's Scripture. And so we have to understand that the way we think is only fleshly, right? There is no thought for the spiritual realm. And so if there's no thought for the spiritual realm, then we don't have implications, or we don't understand what the solution will be. But I have news for you. We know a God that knows all things, and he knows the end from the beginning. That's good news. So Isaiah says, this is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint." Man, there's a lot to unpack in that scripture, but I really want to talk about how we process thinking and how we want to do things on our own. So today is so easy for us to rush into making decisions, and we don't exercise the right framework. And when we don't exercise the right framework, we don't get the results that we're hoping for. And a lot of times our results are minuscule, our results aren't great because we're not operating in the kingdom principles. Okay, so if we're operating on what we think, right? If we're operating on what we want, there's obviously going to be a barrier there. And I'm not saying that there's not going to be a barrier when we do things God's way, but God gives us insight on how to either go above the barrier or go around the barrier or go through the barrier. Okay, so when we allow God to order our steps, it helps our perspective, it gives us strength, and it builds relationship with him. Okay, that's the whole point of barriers, right? We think that barriers are in place for us to stop what we want to do. No. Barriers are in place for God to grow you and also build a relationship with him so that you can be fully submitted to his way. You want to be fully submitted to God's way, because when you're fully submitted to God's way, there is a promise beyond the natural, if that makes sense, right? So where I want to ask you this question, what areas feel tense for you? Why do you think this is? Have you tried to do these things on your own? Are you not fully trusting in God in what you're doing or how you're processing your thinking? Have you submitted your thoughts to the Lord? And that's a big deal, right? We pray about things, but we take them back. And so I want to encourage you, don't rush, make a decision. Ask the Lord. The Bible says, "But they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." That is important, guys. There's a lot to unpack in that. So I believe that if we can't wait on him, meaning God, if we can't wait on the Lord, there is something inside us that doesn't fully trust him. So I want to submit that to you. Do you fully trust God? Are you fully submitted to his way? And why aren't you? If your question is no, why aren't you? There are a lot of us, right, including me, that there's some things that we have to submit to the Lord. And so I'm going to go a little personal here, okay, in my life. My oldest son, since he was 8 years old, I've been having my communication has been on and off, due to some parenting issues, due to some parenting communication, due to some harboring of hearts. And it has been very difficult for me, to say the least, to be able to keep the faith in that area, because I keep seeing glimpses of my son and then it goes away for a couple of months or a couple of weeks. I don't see him physically, but I reach out to him through text or call, and I don't always get the response I would like. And so this has really been a thing for me. My son is now from eight. Now he'll be 18 in May on the 3rd. And I have been going through this literally for more than almost 10 years. And so a lot of the times, when we think, well, I'm going to do it my way, I was thinking, I'm just going to tell him how I feel. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And I'm going to tell him he should come and talk to his dad. He should want a relationship with me, you know, and then God began to speak to me and say, hey, how can you be a great father if you can't endure, if you can't trust me, right? Because I'm a good father. And so in this whole scheme of things, God has still been blessing my son. He's still graduating this year. All of the things that I would like him to do and that I would like to be beside him with, he is achieving. So I just thank God publicly that even though I haven't been able to be side by side with him all the time like I would like, God is still blessing him. And so that is my situation, right? I wanted a response that I desire from the relationship, but waiting on the Lord does not always look the way we'd like. And we're not always going to get the results when we want the results, but God is still working in our hearts and he's still working in our minds, because his ways are better and higher than our own. So listen, I really want to tell you this. The Lord uses these areas for us to understand his heart. How does he feel about things? And he also gives us passion and gives us a place where we can find refuge in him through the situation. And so I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, God is allowing you to go through these things so that you can learn how to soar. You can learn how to be renewed. You can learn how to trust him. You can learn how to have his heart and his mind in all things. And so the enemy does not want you to do this. The enemy wants you to get involved. The enemy wants you to say what you want to say. The enemy wants you to get your hands involved in it so that you will build faith in yourself. And see, that is the error. Because when you begin to build faith in yourself, you become prideful. You think that you can do things, but you don't need God's help. But the real reality is you don't have the strength or the power to endure without God. And so I want to encourage you that this means you need to lean into your relationship with the Lord. You need to lean into what God is speaking to your heart, even though the things aren't going the way you'd like them to go. So what are you waiting for, right? What are you waiting for? I challenge you to get and lean into the Father for a place of refuge in your situation. Isaiah gives us a picture of what it looks like to trust God. We will soar on wings like eagles. We will have the ability to run and not be weary. In times we cannot run, we have the ability to walk and not fall. That's important, guys. In times that we cannot run, we will be able to walk and God will hold us up. And so I want to share this with you. Through these 10 years, the Lord has been holding me up, literally. I had to literally give my son over to God, even though it hurt me, even though I wanted to step in, even though I wanted to say choice words. I still trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge him. That's Proverbs 3:6, guys. And he will direct your path. And so let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for those that are listening in today. Lord, I ask that you would intervene in their thoughts, that, Lord, you would intervene in their decisions. You would intervene, Lord God, whatever their situation and whatever thought they think of their result that they think they're going to get, Lord, that you would stop them, Lord, that you would invite them into your presence, that you would invite them into a place of refuge, Lord. Even when the storms are going, Lord, may they find refuge in you today. Father, we thank you for those that are listening. And if they don't know you, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would intervene and meet them right where they are so they would know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Father, I ask right now that you would come and be the Father over their lives. Be the Lord over their lives. Be the Savior over their lives. And Lord, may they trust you more than they trust themselves. And these are blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a great week.